Praise the Lord.
Man, I love Jesus. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to just preach to you real quick, okay? So you guys give me like 20 minutes? Got 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes? Go with me to Genesis. If you can't find Genesis, come to the altar. It's not going good. Okay. Go with me to Genesis chapter 4, and I want to read something to you. All right. Genesis chapter 4. Verse 20. Let me say this too before I read this. Please hear me. You can never grow beyond being a worshiper. It's your highest calling. There are no preachers in heaven. But there are worshipers. You never outgrow being a worshiper. You never move beyond it. Your highest calling is to worship. Let's all say that. Say, my highest calling is to worship Jesus. It's to worship Jesus. And if you don't have private worship, you'll never have public power. God cares a lot about the time you spend with him in private. In Genesis 4, verse 20, it says, in Adaber, Jabal, everybody say Jabal. He was the father of such that dwell in tents and such that have cattle. He was the first cowboy. First cowboy. A lot of times we read the Bible, we just think of shepherds, but there's cowboys in the Bible. First cowboy right here. So he was the father of anyone who dwells in tents, anyone who deals with livestock and cattle. This is the father of all that. First cowboy. He's the first Yellowstone right here. And his brother's name was Jubal. Everybody say Jubal. He was the father of all that handle the harp and the organ and the stringed instruments. So he is the father of all instruments. Okay? And then you got, in verse 22, you got Tubal. Everybody say Tubal. There's some three brothers now. There's some names. Only a mother could name it. Jabal, Jubal, and Tubal. Can you hear her yelling at them? Get in here, Jabal and Jubal and Tubal. And anybody call their kids the wrong names when you get... Can you imagine what this would have been like? And let's just skip down to verse 25. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For God hath appointed me another son to replace the one Cain slew. And after Seth, the Bible says that men began to call on the name of the Lord. I wish I had time to talk about all that. I don't have time to talk about all that, but it's powerful. After Seth, that men began to call on the name of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Anoint me to minister it with clarity in Jesus' name. Let's give Jesus praise one more time. Amen. One more time. This text is very special, and I want to encourage all of you and to be a person that creates your own praise. Everybody say, Lord, help me create my own praise. I grew up in church. I cut my teeth literally on the back of a church pew. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. I grew up in church. I actually play the trumpet. Is my main instrument is the trumpet. And the only problem with the trumpet is you can't sing and play it at the same time. And so I taught myself to play the guitar and the piano. And I didn't learn to play those instruments to lead worship to the church. That's why you never see me do it. But I taught myself because I wanted to worship Jesus.
And it's very private to me. It's very personal to me. And there's a guitar in my office, and I'll just go in there and play it and worship the Lord. And something very powerful when you create your own praise. Something very powerful when you create your own worship to the Lord. And I did it because I wanted to worship Him on my own. And I'm not good enough to do it in here either. And so I'm not going to let the professionals do that. But the Lord's pleased with what I can do. But I want to encourage you, you know, because I would be a young man. I'd go to the church. My dad was a pastor. My grandfather was a pastor. My great-grandfather. And I remember going to church some nights, and I'd just be in there all night, 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'd just worship Jesus. Andrew did the same. I remember he'd be a young man, and he'd play keys, and he'd get up and just be in there all hours of the night worshiping the Lord as a teenager. And it taught us some very powerful things. How to connect with Jesus on our own. How to have an intimate relationship with the Lord. That's why to me it's not as important what songs they sing on Sunday, because I worship the Lord all the time. It only really matters to you. You get upset when we don't sing your song, because if we don't sing it now, you don't get it at all. But your worship is very important to the Lord on your own. And there's something about being a worshiper. And I tell young preachers all the time, if you want to be powerful in the pulpit, you've got to worship before you get there. And David was a worshiper. David played the harp. He sang. He played. Moses, you know, David wrote a lot of the Psalms. Psalms means songs. Moses wrote a lot. They actually sing, the Bible says, in heaven they sing the song of Moses. Now, you know, that's a good song when heaven sings your song. Forget KTIS. When heaven sings your song, when the Lord is like, sing that song Moses wrote. Wow. It's pretty special. That's better than Apple Music, top 10 billboards. Come on, can I get an amen about that? Because it's heaven sings the songs that come from heaven.
That's good.
And there's the music in heaven, there's angels that sing, the Bible tells us, instruments in heaven. There's stringed instruments. There's an orchestra of 144,000 in heaven. The Bible talks about how God responds to certain instruments, like stringed instruments. We're actually praying that God would send musicians who play stringed instruments to our church. Because God, there's just something about stringed instruments that the Lord responds to. Let's pray it now. Everybody lift their hands and say it. Say, Jesus, bring violinists and celloists, people who play string instruments, to our church to worship you, who love you, and who are anointed in Jesus' name. Now, let's see what God will do. What is that, 500 prayers, 700 prayers? You know, and then there's brass instruments. All this is in the book of Revelations. You can go do a study on it. There were three archangels. There was Michael, who was the warring angel. There was Gabriel, who's the messenger angel. Then there was Lucifer, who was the worshiping angel. He was in charge of all of the worship of heaven. Many of you may not know that, but Satan, before he was Satan, his name was Lucifer, son of the morning. And he was responsible for all of the worship of heaven. And he had all the stones that represented the 12 tribes of Israel. He had them in his body. And the glory of God would shine through him, and it would be like through those stones, like a kaleidoscope of color all through heaven. He had instruments in his body, horns and strings and drums in his body. And he would lead the heavenlies in worship. He's an archangel. There's only three archangels. And all archangels have access to the throne. That's even Satan can go to the throne. Remember when Satan went to the throne in Job? And he went to the throne and you know, God's got a funny thing. I don't want to get off on it, but God's got a funny thing he does to Satan when he comes in. God asks him who he is. Read it in Job. God goes, who are you again? Who are you? And he goes, oh, I'm Satan, from whence thou cast down, roaming to and forth in the earth. And God's like, oh, yes, yes, I forgot. See, because Satan loves to remind you of your past. And I just love that God does it to him. There's all these funny things in the Bible. You know, you really, it just dawned on me this week. I was reading something about Peter. You know, Peter was this professional fisherman, but every single time Peter catches a fish in the Bible, it's a miracle. He doesn't catch one fish in the whole Bible without a miracle. And I'm not talking about that today, but that's interesting. And so he led the heavenlies in worship, but he began to think all the worship should be worshiping him. And in Isaiah talks about this in the book of Isaiah. It says, I think it's Isaiah 6. He says, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And he began to think all the worship should be worshiping him. See, be careful when you start talking about I. Most complaints start with I. And complaining is how you tell God you don't approve of how he's running your life. I don't like that, and I don't agree, and I don't think. You don't see Jesus ever saying things like that. Jesus says things like, our Father. It's never about I. The only time he talks about I is like, I must decrease. Satan's eye is to exalt. Jesus' eye is to decrease. Jesus taught us how to die. The world teaches you to live. This is the wisdom of God. Is to die to live. The world teaches you to live and never die. Jesus says, die to live. He that tries to find his life shall lose it, but if you lose your life for my sake, you shall find it. That's how Jesus conquered sin. The Bible says, by death he conquered death. That sin was the curse, so he took the sin, the curse of sin, and he nailed it to the curse of the tree. And by death he conquered death. Only the wisdom of God. You can never be free from sin until you die. Die to you, die to your own. That's why Jesus said, if any man wants to be my disciple, let him first deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow after me. What does he mean, pick up a physical cross? What he's saying is die to you. Die to your will, die to your ways, and follow after me. Worship. Satan would never do it. You know, people have been leaving church forever. People left heaven. 1/3 of all the angels left heaven. The first church split. And people are so-and-so left the church. I'm like, well, God had angels leave heaven. You're in heaven. I don't like it. I don't agree with how they're doing things here. It's like, yeah, God had it. Jesus had people, even his inner circle, he had a deceiver. Thomas, he had a doubter, Thomas. He had a denier, Peter. Just out of the 12, he handpicked them. If Jesus had it, how many of you know we're going to have it? Worship. So beautiful to the Lord. And Satan began to think all the worship should be worshiping him. And this story is so interesting to me, and I'm almost done, but you look at this story with Cain and Abel and Adam and Eve, and you know, they sin in the garden, and now you have Cain kills his brother Abel in the field. He had to bring him to the field to kill him. Be careful of people who are not walking with Jesus. They'll try to bring you into their field and assassinate your dreams. People with no faith will bring you into their field and assassinate your dreams. People with bad marriages will bring your marriage into their field and assassinate your marriage. Be careful. Bad company corrupts good character. Be careful. Don't you let a gossiper will bring you into their field and assassinate all that God wants to do in your life, assassinate you from your church, assassinate you from your marriage, assassinate you from your call of God. And next thing you know, things begin to die in your life. Don't go in their field. stay with Jesus. Come on, somebody, stay with Jesus. And there's wickedness all through this, generations of wickedness. Debauchery, murder now, seven generations of murder, hatred, violence, sexual sin. All this is running rampant in the earth. And there's these three brothers, and one of them named Jubal. He goes, some god that my great-great-great-great-great-grandparents worshipped, I believe in, and I'm going to worship it. And he goes, I'm going to make an instrument to worship. Now, there's no instruments. There's never been an instrument. We're in Genesis. There has never been an instrument created. And he's like, I'm going to make this. I'm going to get a little bit of this and that. And can you imagine never hearing an instrument? There's never been one created. And he's right in the middle of all this darkness, all this sin. Everything's going on in the world. And he's like, I'm going to make an instrument. I'm going to create. You attend creative church. How can you live your whole life and not create something? When you are made by a creator. If we create anything, let us create praise. Create worship. And he's got these brothers. You could just see his dad, like, son. I could see his dad put his arm around him. Come on. Hey, man, we got to talk to you. Mom and I are concerned about you. You know, you need to be more like your brother over here, man. He's a rancher. He's making saddles. He's got steakhouses. You know, he's doing things. And look at your other brother over here. He's a businessman. He's selling steel and making skyscrapers, and he's a contractor, and he's got deals, man. And you're in this room fooling with what? What are you doing in here? You're making little things and strings and trying to put something together. And he said, but Dad, I'm just passionate about this. His dad didn't know the Lord. His dad was a murderer. Didn't know God. He's surrounded in an environment. His brothers don't understand him. His parents don't understand him. He says, I just believe that there's a God, and I want to find a way to worship him. What are you saying, Pastor Jonathan? I'm saying you can't wait for everything to be perfect before you worship Jesus. You can't wait for everything to be great in the world before you say, I'm going to create some praise. You can't wait for everyone in your family to agree with you going to church or giving to God or serving God or loving God. Why do you get up early to pray? That's crazy. I don't understand. Right in the middle of all the darkness, the wickedness, the sin, the murder, the hatred, some young man goes, I'm going to worship Jesus, and I'm going to make something. I'm going to make an instrument. And every instrument that has ever been created, everyone who plays anything, to say, thank you, Jesus, but I appreciate Jubal, who was the father of all instruments. There'd be no Amazing Grace. There'd be no songs. There'd be no How Great Thou Art. There would be no And the Angels Cry. Holy, there'd be none if it wasn't for Jubal. Quit thinking God wants you to be an old person before he uses you. God wants to use you young. While you're young, like me, God wants to use you. Amen. Wants to use you now. And in fact, I want us to worship the Lord here before we go. But I want my whole team to come back up to the stage. I'm almost done. My whole worship team, come back up here to the stage. I want to end the service this way. Now, when it comes to Jubal, that is a long sermon that I'm giving you in, I don't know, 20 minutes. So those of you that prayed, Pastor wouldn't preach long. The Lord heard you today. My God did a miracle. So Jubal, look at me. The Bible says one verse about Jubal. It never mentions him again. Throughout the whole Bible, he's in Genesis 4, and then it never mentions Jubal again. Except there's one phrase, there's one thing that is a reference to Jubal, and it's in Leviticus. And the Jewish people call it the year of Jubilee. And every 50 years, the Jewish people would celebrate the year of Jubilee. Now, how many of you ever heard of Jubilee? It comes from Jubal. And Jubal had no clue that when he was this young man in the middle of a world that hated God and a family that wanted nothing to do with God, that if he would begin to worship God on his own, that his praise would go into the future. You see, you never know where your praise is going to go, but your praise has to outlive you. Your life and your love for Jesus has to outlive you. And Jubal's praise as a young man in Genesis would go all the way, and every 50 years, it would set the captives free. Every 50 years, anyone who was in prison was set free. Every 50 years, anyone who had debt, the debt was canceled. Anyone who was in slavery, when the year of Jubilee came, they had to be set free. And I just came today to tell you, if you will begin to worship the Lord, not just on Sundays, but if you would begin to worship the Lord, I believe God would set your family free. I believe God would cancel the debt of sin. I believe God would deliver our homes and our children and our marriages and our family. Does anybody believe that today? I believe Jesus would honor our prayers, and our worship sets people free. Our worship heals people. It delivers people. It sets the captives free. If we will worship the Lord and say, you know what? I don't know where my praise is going to go, but I believe God hears my praise. I believe God hears my prayer. And just as Jubal, in the middle of darkness, in the middle of sin, in the middle of debauchery or disgust, and maybe no one in my family loves Jesus, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord.
Hey, if this sermon blessed you and your family, I want to encourage you to be a Truth partner. You can do that by simply going to creativechurch.com/give and partnering with us to help get this message of truth out to more people in our nation and around the world. It is our Truth partners that make this a reality. Again, thank you for subscribing to our channel. Thank you for liking today's video. We'll see you back here on the channel real soon.